So we're talking today about your Riedel Roots project. Very exciting, and I looked into it, of course, with the website you sent along. But why don't you just tell me a little bit in your own words what this was all about and, of course, the music that came from it.
Sure. Well, I canoed on the Rideau River between Kingston and Ottawa back in 2022, and it was a songwriting project, like a musical residency, a floating musical residency. And I invited 9 other songwriters to travel with me. So there was a group of 10 of us split into 2 groups. So some of them came for the first half and some came for the second half. They were all musicians that are from communities along the Rideau. And over the last couple of years, I've been writing songs inspired by that trip, and I've recorded an album, and that's what's coming out this fall.
What inspired the idea of the trip in the first place?
I worked as a canoe guide in the northern part of Canada, in the Yukon, for about a decade, and have always been looking at ways of trying to connect my artistic life with my outdoorsy life. And for a long time had been kind of daydreaming about doing something like this. And initially I'd thought that I would do it up north, maybe on the Yukon River. But when the pandemic hit, I wasn't able to get back north. And so that's why I ended up kind of looking at canoeing on the Rideau. And the timing just worked out well. Initially, I was going to do the trip by myself, but it was kind of just as all the restrictions were lifting that I realized that I could organize a group trip. And so I ended up getting to realize that dream of leading a residency.
That's very cool. I mean, that must have just felt really fulfilling. And I imagine you felt really close to nature and your surroundings throughout that trip.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because it's all, it's a familiar landscape having grown up in the area. And I travel through that corridor on the road pretty regularly, but seeing it from the river was, a different vantage point.
Okay, and you said, of course, like the music that the album coming out is inspired by this trip. So what did you feel like you may have learned about yourself and, I guess, the space, and how does it reflect in your music?
That's a great question. There were a whole lot of layers to sort through as I was going into the trip and the time passing since then. Part of it's, you know, having moved away as a young adult and lived away for a long time up north. So coming back home and going through that kind of reconnecting with where I'm from. And I think one of the biggest parts, too, was just getting in that particular moment in time, getting to be part of a group experience after a couple of years with a lot of isolation was quite meaningful. It also, as I was gearing up for the trip, it became quite apparent to me that mostly what I knew about the canal is from a settler perspective and the colonial history of it. And so going into the trip, I wanted to better educate myself and not, through my writing as well, not exclusively perpetuate that narrative. So I ended up trying to do what I could sort of through human resources to learn more about the Indigenous history and presence in the area.
Yeah, and let's dive into that a little bit as well, because you said you've made it an effort and you have a couple Indigenous speakers coming to a few of your forthcoming shows. Why was this an important connection for you to make, and what did you learn?
Yeah, well, it was partly what I learned is that I have a lot of work to do, and acknowledging that it's not something that's kind of figured out overnight. So trying to figure out where to start from, I ended up reaching out to the Friends of Mississippi Mills, which is a group that of allies that does work to try and kind of like what I'm talking about, trying to better educate ourselves and figure out how to move forward with reconciliation. And so they ended up steering me toward Chuck Commanda, who is an Algonquin canoe builder. And so I ended up meeting with Chuck and the group of paddlers. We met on Zoom in advance of the canoe trip, and he was able to speak to us about canoeing and canoe building from his perspective, so that we could carry some of that with us on the trip. And Chuck's going to come and speak at the Ottawa show that we have happening in November as well.
Okay, great. And as for the album itself, it comes out October 27th, I believe. And where can people get that?
It's going to be available on all the streaming services. So, however you listen to music, you'll find it there. There's going to be CDs as well if that's what you're interested in. Those will be available for sale at my live concerts as well as on my website.
You have a show in Smiths Falls coming up. What can people kind of expect?
There's going to be a few of the paddlers from the trip that are also musicians performing at that show. So I'll be playing the songs from my album with my band, but we'll also have Nathan Smith, who is a fiddler based in Smiths Falls. He's part of the Barrel Boys and Vinta. He'll be there playing, as well as Christine Graves, who currently in Ottawa but has lived in the Perth area, and Bea Wilder, who's a spoken word artist. And also Stephen Fuller, who he's from the Burt's Rapids area, and he is the videographer from the trip. And so he's a multimedia artist, and he'll be involved as well.
Okay, so it's a wide range of artists and styles too.
Yeah, it should be a really neat show.